This is a city of contradictions. A place where everyone drives too fast, but waits 3 hours for dinner at a restaurant. A place filled with hustlers who wouldn't cheat you out of a penny. Havana is filthy and gorgeous. Spacious and cluttered. Wild and yet obviously constrained. Boxing is one of the three sacred sports in Cuban society, joined by ballet and baseball. The government supports free boxing for children in its athletic programs, but support is given only to boys and men. The fading yellow-green walls are chipping at Gimnasio de Boxeo Rafael Trejo. Lucy Gonzalez runs the gym and manages the coaches who come to train. We share the deep waters of the Florida Straits and iconic wildlife such as manatee, sea turtles, and bonefish. Barnett, along with Jennifer Adler, a doctoral student in UF School of Natural Resources and Environment, journey to the Zapata Swamp on Cuba's southern coast with five storytellers for several days.
One, two, three, listen.
In a country that leaks scarcity at all turns, new waves of cultural expression abound. From the rich art scene spanning different mediums to women dedicated to the beloved sport of boxing, the people of Cuba have a tenacity for their craft and a desire to share it with the world. As the sun peeks over a liquid horizon each morning, some Cubans see the renewal of opportunity each day. Walking the streets of crumbling infrastructure, some residents are encouraged to see the blooms in a desert, a new restaurant here, or a new salon there. Where the state previously absorbed private enterprise and property, now, particularly in those industries which cater to tourists, we see entrepreneurial Cubans make more in a day than Cuban doctors could make in a month.